RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. We're going to discuss the best brain and eye imaging you can imagine. Dr. Philip Chow will share the latest equipment and techniques for non-invasive imaging of the brain and eyes. High resolution. It comes from a guy who's double fellowship trained in both body and neuroradiology at the Hospital of University of Pennsylvania. You will be surprised at how many of your hospitals do not have the most up-to-date equipment. So, Phil, thanks for joining us today and filling in some of these people about what is your experience and how did you develop the best equipment?
Well, I've done MRI for about 30 years. And, basically when you work with this equipment, you basically see the trajectory years ahead of time. So, basically, 3T MRI came about maybe 20 years ago. But only about 10 years ago did it actually come into clinical practice that we could actually have it in clinics and hospitals outside of universities in their research departments. And now, actually, universities are studying 7 Tesla technology. So 3 Tesla is just actually a stepping stone to the next best thing in MRI, but we don't even know if we can ever afford 7 Tesla MRIs because they basically cost about $7 million. So a 3 Tesla MRI is where we are today, but it gives us the best imaging of the brain and of the orbits, basically without any ionizing radiation. It lets us see things that you can't even see at 1.5 Tesla. And 7 Tesla lets us see things that we can't see at 3 Tesla, although we're learning ways of using our 3 Tesla to see the things that 7 Tesla has told us exist in your brain. So it's pretty kind of cool. It's cool stuff.
You know, well, I don't know how many people really realize how imaging has replaced autopsy. Not only that, it has replaced more invasive diagnostic procedures. And the 3 Tesla is quicker and better defined, am I correct?
Yes,
than the
actually,
conventional hospital equipment.
It's usually twice as fast as a 1.5 Tesla scanner, and actually in some instances can be 4 times as fast. So basically, people who are, let's say, afraid of an MRI test in the old days sometimes took an hour. Today, with a 3 Tesla machine, your MRI of your brain can take maybe 10 minutes or even 5 minutes if you really have to speed up the imaging test. So it really does help to have a better machine. It gives us much more flexibility in imaging. And on top of it, people don't realize if you have your scans done on a slower and older 1.5 Tesla scanner, a lot of times they can actually miss the finding that's causing your problems. And people don't realize that, and even their doctors don't realize that they're missing this. So it's kind of serious that people really should look into what kind of equipment and the training their doctors have. And, of course, they think their doctors do that for them. But in a lot of instances, they really don't. They just basically are stuck with whatever equipment they have at the hospital. And you should just ask questions. It's the patient's job to ask questions of your doctor, have the doctor ask questions of the radiologist, who's the specialist, and ask about 3T technology and why they don't have it if they don't have it at your hospital.
Well, you're amazing because you actually record the information immediately and give the patient a disc as well as the description of what's going on. And it's very sub rosa. It goes from the radiologist, eventually reads the report, eventually goes to the doctor. The doctor gets around to it in time, calls the patient. Here there's an immediacy in your program, which makes your setup most unusual. Am I correct?
It is true. Here the radiologist actually looks and monitors the scan as it's being done and actually can give the results to the patient immediately. And that's really not possible in most other hospitals. And they'll say that we don't have the manpower for that. Basically, our radiologist is so valuable, he has to sit in a little dark room and read hundreds of studies at once. And honestly, it's really hard for radiologists to actually read that many studies and do it well. So to actually put the poor radiologist away from the patient, I think, actually does a disservice to the patient. If the radiologist is there and is actually seeing what's going on with the scan, he can actually adjust the scans to actually see what's wrong with the patient in a better, clearer, transparent way. So it really does make a difference to have the radiologist watching your scan and actually monitoring it as it's being done. But you're right, most places don't have this kind of hands-on, radiologist present type of experience. But that's what we have at our facilities, and we're very lucky that we do.
Can you share the difference between when you would use a CAT scan versus an MRI for either the orbit or the brain?
Well, the honest truth is, I will almost always tell you not to use a CAT scan, because a CAT scan uses a huge amount of radiation. People don't realize, but the amount of radiation that's delivered to your brain and your CAT and your lens is extraordinary with any CAT scan. And so the problem really is that a CAT scan isn't a great exam. So what happens is, if you have a CAT scan and you find something wrong with your brain, you end up having an MRI anyway, because the MRI always shows you with better detail what the lesion is and how far it extends into other structures. And that's the real problem with CAT scans, is sometimes it doesn't show you the subtle findings at the edge of the tumor. Sometimes it doesn't show you the tumor at all. So you're really, you're basically, you're tied one hand behind your back if you do a CAT scan first. What I tell patients is, it's always better to do the MRI first. And if for some reason you're looking for calcification, which is, that's what CAT scan is good at looking for, or perhaps a bony lesion, seeing how much bone destruction there is or whether there's a fracture, you go the other way. So do an MR first, and if the MR doesn't give you all the answers you need, in a very rare instance, you'll have to do a CAT scan. The other way, if you do a CAT scan first, you almost always have to do an MR. If the CAT scan is negative, you don't actually sometimes believe it, because the MR can show more. So you end up having to do an MR if the CAT scan is negative. If the CAT scan is positive, you end up doing an MR because you want to see the lesion better. So in either way, doing a CAT scan first is probably the worst thing you can do. And I also caution patients that often in the emergency room, they'll insist that they do a CAT scan, and that's basically wasting money and time and delivering radiation to patients that it doesn't need to be done. So an informed patient can just say, you know, I refuse. I want to have an MR instead. And if the emergency room, some emergency rooms actually have emergency MR, but at our local emergency room, they don't. So there they do a CAT scan, so you end up getting the radiation. They usually don't even use contrast sometimes, so you basically get a terrible test, because a CAT scan without the use of intravenous contrast is really insensitive for brain lesions. And then you end up having to do the MR on top of it. So we're really, really wasting money by doing CAT scans first.
Well, what's interesting in terms of eyes is, we're very fortunate to have people like you and MR imaging. At the same time, we can look at the internal eye with laser interferometry, where the benign laser scans the optic nerve, the retina, and multiple layers. And the outside of the eye, we can scan with MR, and it is so benign and actually very quick. I mean, the results are very quick to interpret, we're very fortunate. What kind of conditions do you look for? Are people referred to you for primarily?
Generally, MR is good for any, neurological disorder. So patients will often have some type of neurological symptom. It's excellent for MS. A 3T MR is 40% more sensitive for MS lesions or MS plaques. So if you have your study done at 1.5 Tesla, you're basically missing a third of the lesions in your brain. And that's obviously not a good thing. Most doctors say, oh, we don't really need that extra information. But I tell patients, of course you do, because what happens if you have a tiny spot in your brain that's causing vision loss or, you know, numbness? You need to know where all your lesions are. And this way you can follow lesions much more clearly. And also, at 3 Tesla, the contrast is also it's more sensitive to the contrast injection we give. So we actually see the lesions more clearly.
Well, it's very interesting and very provocative, as well as people like you are very rare. How do people get in touch with you, Phil?
They can just call my office, or you can look me up on the internet. It's pretty easy. If you just look up 3T MRI in Delaware, I think I'm the first top or 20 hits on Google. So it's pretty easy to find me, as long as you look up 3T MRI in Delaware.
You got it. Well, I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a wise person and a medical detective. Because whether it's an MR for you or your family member, it's safer, it's healthier. Find a good person. The School of Hard Knocks. Yep, we're going to discuss.